Hot, hot, hot. Damn, the fireplaces that still work always make these landings hurt. Oh, gonna feel that later. Anyway, let's see what we have here. Oh, a mix-up. The master list. These are always fun. Let's see. Born in, okay, lives alone. Single. Should be no interruptions. And would you look at that? Target sighted. Oh, look at that cute face. Sleeping so soundly on the couch on Christmas Eve. Even a plate of milk and cookies. Doesn't look like a naughty boy to me. Seems quite nice, actually. What's this, though? Huh. Either my eyes are deceiving me, or he is as hard as a rock. Must be having a nice dream. Yeah, I think I can enjoy this one. There we go. Nice and tight. Won't be going anywhere anytime soon. Just until I finish this test. Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. Time to wake up. It's time for your Christmas surprise. Oh, shh, shh, shh. It's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. Much. Who or what am I? Well, I am an elf, of course. No, we aren't the small ones making toys like in the Christmas special. We're just like you humans, just with a few more benefits. No, before you ask, I am here on behalf of the big man himself. Yes, he handles the kids and us elves. We handle the older people. You may not get an obvious present, but we still give out gifts. It might not be noticeable, but you still get them. A bill paid off that you forgot about. An appliance suddenly works. Found something that you've lost. Yeah, all that Christmas miracle stuff that comes from us. Well, it is suited a bit more toward mature people. Not as grand and obvious as a new toy or gaming system, but it's nice to take that bit of worry away, don't you think? Those are the things that happen if you're on the nice list. If you're on the naughty list, well, that is a different matter. Your case is a bit, different. You see, on occasion, there's a mix-up where you're on both lists. It happens, but it's up to the elf, me, to determine what you get. And that's what I'm here to ascertain. Are you a good boy or a naughty boy? That's why you're tied up. You see, I don't know. If you're on the naughty list, you might harm me if given the chance. So until I know which way you lean, you're staying right like that. Boop. Well, how do we test it? Let's say it's up to the elf. My way is different from any other elf, and theirs is different, and so on, like snowflakes. I have a very particular way to approach it. What is my name? Well, they do like to call me Mistress Tree. And they even have a song. You may have heard of it. Oh, Mistress Tree, how lovely are your spankings. So that's an indication of how this will go. Are you nervous? Well, I can tell by your little friend that you are excited about this. Being tied up and powerless got you even more excited than when I found you. You are currently leaning more toward the naughty list. Now, how can I do this? I think the simplest way is to go... You just twitched. You twitched when I put my hand on your cock. Are you excited for me? Depending on how you behave, things can take a turn. So Let's get this out in the open for me to see. There we go. Pop. Springing to attention like a good boy. I can also see that you lean a little bit to the left, at least right now. Along with being naughty. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions while stroking this naughty candy cane of yours. Does that sound good? Oh, that little moan was all I needed to hear to feel like I've received consent. Do you consent? Good, let's begin. What do you love about the holidays? Oh, just the feel of it, huh? I can understand that. I am a Christmas elf, after all, but does it feel as good as my hand? Stroking your cock? Oh, there is no right or wrong answer. I knew it. Your cock does feel better. Been a while since you've gotten any. I can tell. Glad that I can help during the test. No matter what, touch is important all year round. I love the feel of touching a person in need, especially when they're swollen and throbbing under my fingertips. Next question. What are you hoping that I'll do to you? And warning, there are wrong answers on this one. Oh, you want me to fuck you? I think that might be a possibility, but not yet. I have some other plans for you. Just let me slip out of these panties. Oh, and skirt. So glad these are easy to remove quickly. It means so much time for fun. Oh, and would you look at that? With you tied down there on the couch, you're at eye level with my pussy. How do you like the view? Why did I have a feeling you would like my little work of art? Well, I trimmed my pubes in the shape of a pine tree. Ties in with my name, don't you think? Now let's make it more fun. I have some mistletoe, but not just any mistletoe. It's enchanted mistletoe. It makes the person who is under its effects kiss what's under it. Not just a normal kiss, but a kiss yearning with passion. Won't even care about breathing if you aren't careful. As long as I hold this above you, you will be under its enchantment. So let me get into position and let's have some fun. I know. I have a good view from up here, too. How's the view from down there? I know it's a good one. It's nice and ready for some attention. Before I start waving the mistletoe around, do you want to show how much you appreciate the position from down there? No. You just want me to touch you again? Well, no deal. I'll just have to use a toy then if you're going to be so naughty. Just going to reach down and mistletoe, do your work. There you go. Digging in with such ferocity as I touch you. Santa Claus, your tongue is going so deep in me, swirling around. Oh, yeah. Gently suck on my clit. It's so sensitive. Oh, yes. Gentle. Oh, that's nice. Under the mistletoe. You can't help it, can you? So passionate. Oh, go back to swirling. Yes. All right there. I can see your cock is oozing more since you started licking. I wonder if that's because of me or the mistletoe. Doesn't matter. Looks amazing. That bead of pre-cum just sitting on the top of your cock, jiggling with your twitches and my stroking. Sadly, I think that's enough of a warm-up for now. I'm going to release you. Can't be rolling around for what's coming up next. Not that kind of release, you naughty boy. There you go. Free at last. And I finally have a place to sit. Now with this mistletoe, I'm going to trace it along my body, and you won't be able to resist, no matter where I put it. Now get to work. I'll start with my legs. It's a nice enough place to start. You on your knees, holding my legs up, just worshiping them. Looking up at me with those adorable puppy dog eyes. Simply fantastic. Kissing along my skin. It's giving me chills. I'll trace it along my hip. Even though I'm ticklish there. Oh, that tickles. I'll hover it around my belly button. Follow it with your mouth. There you go, my boy. Good boy, naughty boy, still to be determined. Oh, up between my breasts. Well, hello there, my lovely. Such a cute face between my gumdrop breasts. Looking up at me. My simply love. Feel of a mouth on my breasts. Not even on my nipples, just anywhere on them. My favorite spot to be playing with is under boob, right under my tits. So sensitive and barely acknowledged. Oh, that's right. I know it's the mistletoe doing it, but you just keep kissing, right? There. That's right. Oh, soft lips. Oh, on the side, too. Oh, your hands feel good. I don't think I can take it anymore. I think it's time for the main test. Holding off on the mistletoe, unless something else comes up. Oh. Now, I'm going to lay back on this couch and you're going to get between my legs. You're going to put your cock on my pussy and rub yourself against me, but no penetration. Good boy. You can rub that nice, beautiful cock on me as much as you want, but no going in. And you will stop when I say so. No penetration, got it? Good. Now, give us some holiday cheer with that cock of yours, but no coming. There we go. Oh, finally, both of us can feel that warm, dripping, wet pleasure. Isn't this the best present you've received in years? Oh, God, I think you might be my best present, too. Oh, yes. The more you grind on me, the more of me that gets to coat your cock. Oh, I love how you're angling your cock so your head just bumps against my clit gently. If you aren't careful, you'll break the rules. Go faster. Put more of my juices on your cock. Oh, fuck, you slipped in. You broke the rule, you naughty boy. Doesn't matter, just keep fucking me. Yes, 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 like that. Oh, it feels so good to finally get you inside me, even though you failed the test. You broke the rule, but I didn't tell you to stop. In fact, let me get on top of you and ride you. Now. There, you can watch my tits bounce while I ride this cock. Oh, yes. Oh, you like it? You like it when I grind my clit on you, don't you? Oh, yes. Well, I love it also. Because I feel all of you all doing it too. Oh, feel you filling me up. I feel every inch of you as you pulse. Oh, you're twitching. Oh, are you going to come? Yes. Let me count us down, okay? So we can come together. Oh, yes. Five. Four. I want it on my face. Let me just stroke you. You can finish on my face. Three. Two. Are you ready? Are you ready to come for me? Are you gonna glaze me like gingerbread? One. Stop. Oh, look at that dribble of cum leak out of your cock. You broke the rules, so the best thing you get is a ruin. Yes, I did need a fuck, but that doesn't change the fact that you were naughty and broke the rules. Not even going to finish myself off. I think my moans would be too much of a reward for you, so that finishes your test. My job here is done. You can clean up after yourself. Although you were pretty good in lay. I may be back sometime later to see that naughty side again. Ciao, naughty boy.